Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. We are looking at 2 Corinthians 8, and I'm going to read a couple of verses for us here, starting in verse 12. It says, "For the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that is a matter of fairness. Your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, and that there may be fairness. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack." And so here at the end, the Apostle Paul is quoting Exodus 16. Just after the Israelites leave Egypt, they go into the wilderness and they say, hey, we're going to die of hunger out here. Would that we be back in Egypt where at least we had meat pots. And so God says, hey, you know what? Go out and collect an omer according to the household. Essentially, an omer is a meal, basically what you need, what an individual needs. And go collect, if there's 10 people in your household, go collect the omer that corresponds to that number of people. If there's 2 people, collect omer that represent those 2 people. And so the people go out and there's enough. There's enough for the family of 10. There's enough for the family of 2. God makes a way. And so Paul then is relating this to the wealth at this current season of the Corinthians and the lack of resources that the church in Jerusalem has. He says, look, you've got enough right now. You need to give in order to help your brothers and sisters, the saints in Jerusalem, and the Lord's going to provide for your need. But where I want to hone in on here is this specific phrase, it is according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. And so while Paul earlier referenced the churches of Macedonia giving out of really what they don't have, Paul's saying, look, that's not my expectation. You can't give out of what you don't have, but you can give out of what you do. And so I think some of us hear this, and I know I heard this 10 some years ago and said, well, I don't have. And the question becomes, why? For me, the reason I did not have was not because I wasn't working. It was not because I didn't have any money. It was because I had made really poor financial decisions, whether it be in credit cards, in a car payment that, I probably could have got something else that was much cheaper. I just made really poor decisions financially, and I had gotten into trouble. And I remember coming to Christ, my wife and I then sitting in a membership class for LifePoint, and Pastor Cale at Delaware going through the membership expectations and talking through, hey, we ask that our members give, the pastor of that campus isn't looking at, individual giving dollars of individuals, but there needs to be a pattern of generosity. And I remember going up to Cale and saying, hey man, it's just not possible for us. And, it was embarrassing for me at the time to share, well, I did this, I took a trip on a credit card to Europe, just not smart things that I had done really in a pre-Jesus life. And, we were, just not able to do it. And so, part of my thinking was in that, though, is I was paying all of my obligations, and then I was saying, well, is there anything left over that I can give? And what Pastor Cale did, which was, man, just so helpful for me, was he said, look, Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. I was taking a last fruits approach, and he says, take a first fruits approach. And then he said, I want you to just begin. I want you to begin somewhere. Start with 1%. Yeah, 10% is a benchmark. It's certainly not the cap, especially in a New Testament context. 10% is the obligation of the law. And as Pastor Dean says, I'm just going to quote other teaching pastors today, why would we give less under grace than we gave under law? So 10% is not the cap. 10% is really a good metric to say, where am I from a general principle standpoint? But again, first, Cale said, give first. And then budget around your giving. If you're gonna give 1%, that's what you can do right now. Give 1%, budget around that. Then give 2%. Then give 3%. Then give 4%. But what was required was to begin. And so for us, what that did by starting by giving first is that was the priority that everything else had to be budgeted around. Because, you know, there was some fun money. There was some personal budget. There were these things that, because we were giving first, that adjusted the other things. And so, again, asking this question, well, why do I not have anything to give? And for me, the answer was I had made poor decisions, but I still needed to then reprioritize and really look at what are my priorities here. I was prioritizing everything first and God last in the way of generosity, and I needed to flip that. And so just, again, responding to these verses here, maybe we don't have, and just asking ourselves, well, why is that? I didn't have a budget. We needed to create a budget. This concept of giving revolutionized our financial lives, and it caused us to think completely opposite of what we had been thinking. And then what was really cool is when we felt like the Lord, you know, this was 2017, we didn't really launch Life Point Marion until 2020, but we took a number of years to say, hey, if we want to be called into ministry, we feel like the Lord is doing that, we have to get our financial selves in order. And so it was this goal of, hey, we feel like we're being called into ministry, we've got to get these other things right first in order to be able to say yes. Because at that time, we couldn't have said yes due to our financial situation. And so it was years of paying down debt, of being super diligent, imperfectly so, right? Just to be clear. But we had to get ourselves in a position to say yes. And so often we find ourselves in a position where we can't say yes, even if we want to, because of certain decisions that have been made in the past. And so if you don't have a budget, that's a great place to start. Talk to somebody about it. Get some counsel. For me, that was really embarrassing. That felt like shame because I knew I had not managed things well. But don't allow shame, don't allow the enemy to speak that into your mind to then prevent you from being obedient to what the Lord's called you to do. And so wherever it is you are in relation to this, you can't give out of what you don't have. But why is it that you do not have? And maybe ask the Lord that he would reveal to you. And that was my situation. Maybe yours is different. I'm sure it is. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what's a step that you can take when it comes to generosity and being able to give because you do have, and trusting the Lord will work and move through that. I want to take time to pray for us this morning. I want to say thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your generosity toward us, ultimately in Christ, that you are so generous to pay all of our sins, not just some of them. You cover the full bill, and we need to respond to you accordingly. To say, Lord, I surrender all to you, and you be the king of my financial life. Lord, you direct and move in only the ways that you can. Give us wisdom on the decisions we need to make, the things we need to do less of, and Lord, through the power of your Spirit, give us the ability to prioritize you first, to set aside first, and to work off of that. So, Lord, we need you to work and move in only the ways that you can. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.